local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome into a busy Monday here on the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, hour number two on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-266-1111. Channel 3 going a little long. We'll start off with our top three stories right off the bat here. The U.S. continues to launch strikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East.
This is the start of our response, and there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
American forces hit four anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen that were getting set to target ships in the Red Sea. Major General Pat Ryder also says the strikes likely resulted in casualties. This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to the Middle East to push for a humanitarian pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Republicans across the House and Senate lining up in opposition to the bipartisan border security and foreign aid package that was unveiled over the weekend. The bill comes with a price tag of about $118 billion, and it would provide aid to Israel and Ukraine. Roughly $20 billion would be earmarked to securing the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the legislation won't come close to ending what he calls the border catastrophe, and that the bill will be dead on arrival in the House if it even makes it out of the Senate. King Charles diagnosed with cancer.
Doctors are advising him not to appear in the public eye and to postpone his public duties until after treatment. It's unclear when that treatment will be completed.
And Buckingham Palace is not revealing the type of cancer or the prognosis, but they did say the king began regular treatments today. It is not believed to be related to his prostate procedure a couple of weeks ago. The palace adding that he will pause his public events but remains head of state. Those are today's top three stories. Austin has our first check this hour of our roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we'll start with the big one, Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, going through the Windhaven Beach areas, you are, or actually really coming from Mary Esther and then going all the way through Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87, that long stretch of road, you're going to experience a lot of congestion in those areas there. We had some, first of all, it's a busy part of, you know, the streets, no matter what, but we've had some accident reports in that area that are causing heavy backups at this time. Speaking of which, if we look a bit further west, if you're on Gulf Breeze Parkway in front of the Oriole Beach area, we've got some backups there caused by a more recent accident report. So if you're there as well, we've got some issues in that area. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some minor backups there, as we often see. Outside of that, everything else is looking good for the most part. There shouldn't be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up, and the rain is out, so it's moved out and will be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, we are sitting at 51 degrees. Overnight low tonight will be 44. Quick local headlines here today. Actually, pretty exciting news is that NASA and SpaceX officials appear to be planning for a splashdown off of the coast of Pensacola. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. According to the P&J, Studio 850 as well, first reporting that the FAA issued a notice to pilots that would restrict airspace in the Gulf from 5:10 to 5:40 tomorrow. The restriction covers a 9-mile area about 30 miles offshore. The splashdown was originally planned for the East Coast, but weather conditions are prompting the change. The SpaceX Dragon and its all-European crew will undock from the International Space Station shortly after 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning to prepare for reentry. So that's pretty cool there. FHP says one student was taken to a local hospital, although it doesn't appear there were any injuries after two school buses collided in Santa Rosa County. This happened at around 8 at Navarre Parkway and Highway 98. Troopers say one of the buses was turning right and the bus driver failed to observe the other bus approaching. Minor damage to both buses. One of them was occupied by 24 students. And Santa Rosa County leaders appear set to begin a process that could end with the county being the new home of Florida's largest American flag. The idea was proposed by District 3 Commissioner James Calkins.
If it was big enough, you'd be able to see it in so many different places in Milton that it would be, you know, with what's going on in the United States of America right now, it would just be amazing and a deep sense of pride to show that Santa Rosa County supports the USA. We support our military.
And under his idea, the flag would be housed at the administrative complex, although that's not set in stone. Between now and Thursday, county staff will work to come up with estimates on the cost and kind of what size they want to pursue. Commission Chairman Sam Parker suggested the cost could come through the county's tourism tax dollars and tying the flag to the county's tourism marketing efforts. Also, starting today, Navy installations around the country, of course, here in our own backyard in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, taking part in the annual force protection training exercises known as Citadel Shield Solid Curtain. It goes for 2 weeks and simulates realistic threat scenarios such as active shooter, unauthorized base access, and improvised explosive devices. The Navy says there will likely be times when the training leads to increased traffic or delays in base access, and residents near Navy installations may also see or hear security activities that are associated with that training. Congratulations to Cassie McGee. She is the Escambia Public Schools Teacher of the Year, a fifth grade teacher at Pine Meadow Elementary School, also chairs the math committee and serves on the writing and language arts committees. She'll represent the district in the State Teacher of the Year competition. 520, we'll take a break there. Coming up, state and national headlines. A busy Monday here in Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you, and the way he does that is primarily through his word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On March 2nd, UWF and local partners will present the UWF Arbor Day Market on campus. Listen in to the Pensacola Expert Panel to find out how you can participate in our native species tree giveaways, explore the campus nature trails, and learn more about planting in Northwest Florida. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable. And our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 525 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here. Pine Forest Road looking pretty rough. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West. You're going to be backed up for a while there. A little bit of backups at the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street as well. Still having backups on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive. Where you're going to see the most issues is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area. We've got a lot of backups there from a traffic incident. And speaking of which, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, you're going to have a lot of backups in that area as well. If you're traveling towards Highway 87, you're going to be backed up well past Wind Haven Beach. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up and the rain is out, so it's moved out and will be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 526 here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, Governor DeSantis showing support for legislation focused on homelessness throughout the state. A bill proposal would prohibit people from camping on public streets or sidewalks. It would also provide funding for substance abuse and mental health services, as well as additional support for shelters. During his speech today, DeSantis had a sign on the podium that read, "Don't allow Florida to become San Francisco."
Very nice. And totally not spiteful at all. Speaking of DeSantis, ahead of spring break in Miami Beach next month, he has announced Florida is deploying the Highway Patrol and Department of Law Enforcement to clamp down on out-of-control violence and parties.
I've told the mayor proactively the state will provide resources that the city here needs to be able to ensure that spring break does not turn into some melee.
He says it's not fair to the residents or business owners who have to deal with the issues year after year. Definitely agreeable there.
Yeah. Also, the University of Florida today releasing its shark bite statistics for 2023. According to Joe Miguez at UF's International Shark Attack File, there were 69 unprovoked shark attacks worldwide, 16 of those in Florida waters.
When you have a lot of surfers in an area of high surfing activity, a lot of waves and a lot of small fishes, you know, you have a greater opportunity to probably encounter a shark in those areas.
And eight were in Volusia County, which, of course, living up to its name as the shark attack capital of the world.
And Miami's Hard Rock Stadium will host 7 World Cup matches in 2026. That's including a quarterfinal and a third-place match.
I often tell people, we're not the hottest city in America. We're the hottest city in the world. And people know or do know it. And when you have things like FIFA come to your community, that just basically, you know, puts a check mark on what we say is true.
Yeah, it's not as big of a deal in America, but it's big worldwide. A Boston Consulting Group study found that host cities can expect a net economic impact of between $90 million and nearly $500 million.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously big for South Florida area. I would contend that if you're a soccer fan like me who lives around here, you're probably paying closer attention to the matches that Atlanta got.
Probably.
That's obviously the closest spot there. And Atlanta is actually doing pretty good. They get one of the semifinals, and then I think they host, if I recall right, they get elimination round, I think, in the round of 16 and the quarterfinals as well, or maybe it's just the round of 16. But I think 7 group stage matches, as well as at least 2 knockout rounds, and including one of the semifinals. So I'm already pre-registered with FIFA to you know, when the World Cup lotteries and you know, the ticket sales and everything comes up, I will be in 2026 spending a couple weeks in Atlanta, hopefully going to more than one game. But that will fulfill a lifelong bucket list for me of attending a World Cup match. So looking forward to that.
As you should.
Yeah. Really quickly here before we hit the Fox News update, really quick recap of our top 3 stories today. Launches are continuing strikes on Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces hitting 4 anti-ship missiles, land attack cruise missile, and also the strikes likely resulted in casualties. This, of course, after 3 Americans were killed in a drone strike in Jordan last week. Opposition from Republican senators and House members over the bipartisan border security and foreign aid package that the Senate unveiled over the weekend. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's dead on arrival in his chamber. And King Charles today confirmed to be diagnosed with cancer. I'm sure Fox News will have the very latest on that right now.
John Saucier, King Charles has been diagnosed with a form of cancer. Buckingham Palace making the announcement today, says he's undergoing treatment, will postpone public duties for now. President Biden talked about it during a stop in Las Vegas today.
Concerned about him, just heard his diagnosis, but I'll be talking to him, God willing.
Well, Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, talking about the Senate border bill, says this bill will give assistance to areas that both parties consider priorities, adding the importance of using bipartisanship to get this deal passed.
We live in an era of divided government. And that means that both sides have to compromise if we want to pass a bill. This bipartisan agreement is not perfect, but given all the dangers facing America, it is the comprehensive package our country needs right now.
Schumer says he hopes to hold a test vote on the bill this week. House Republicans not on board with this, though, as they don't believe it goes far enough to limit illegal immigration. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Palantir is out with fourth quarter results, in-line earnings, and a slight revenue beat. The company has been growing its business over the past year with lots of optimism related to its artificial intelligence platform, or AIP. Palantir, known for its defense and intelligence work with the U.S. government, said its U.S. commercial revenue grew 70% year over year, and shares of Palantir are soaring 19% in after-hours trading. It's back. A perennial favorite for many folks, the Shamrock Shake, is back on the menu as of today at most McDonald's restaurants around the country, about 2 weeks earlier than its arrival last year. You can get the mint-flavored green-tinted shake for a limited time, hopefully at least through St. Patrick's Day. Also on the fast food giant's menu for a limited time, the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry, which comes with crushed Oreo cookies. Stocks fell in the Monday session, unable to extend last week's solid gains. The S&P 500 slipped 15 points. The Dow Industrial shed 274. And the NASDAQ Composite eased 31. That's Your Money Now.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
This is Zach Gale with CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. After the Super Bowl, nothing in the NFL offseason will draw more speculation than the Bears' first overall pick. Will they trade the pick and double down on Justin Fields, or will they ultimately select Caleb Williams at one? Even though much conversation will occur, I think it's obvious that the Bears are drafting Caleb Williams with the first pick and eventually trading Justin Fields. I'm Zach Gale.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 westbound there, you're going to be dealing with some issues in that area. And maybe a little bit as well if you're traveling northbound on North Palafox Street towards the intersection with Burgess Road. Maybe also a little bit of backup still on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive. Where you're going to experience the most issues, though, is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area. That is heavily backed up. That's going to have you backed up closer to Gulf Breeze itself, so that is looking quite terrible at this point. I would not expect congestion in that area to die down anytime soon. Speaking of those instances, we've got another one that's been giving us trouble basically for the entire duration of the show this evening. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Windhaven Beach, you're going to be backed up closer to the Mary Esther area. We have an accident report there that is still causing heavy backups. So outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to be holding you up for too long.
The skies will slowly clear up as we head through the overnight hours, and over the next couple of days, we've got sunshine in the forecast. Overnight, lows will drop down into the 40s. Next few days, highs will mainly be in the mid to low 60s. Dry for the rest of this work and school week, but again, over the weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:38 and here at Pensacola right now, Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-2626-111. Pretty busy week, of course, with the Super Bowl starting really the opening night tonight. We have the media day, Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, having his annual State of the League press conference right now. But Austin, as we talk about the Chiefs and the 49ers arriving in Las Vegas yesterday, media day, Patrick Mahomes probably going to get at least one question that he'd otherwise not prefer to answer or talk about.
That's right. Yeah, the father of Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes Sr., former MLB player, he was arrested for an alleged DWI. And, you know, hey, it happens. We all got that party animal. The problem is this is his third DWI since 2018. He was arrested Saturday night in Tyler, Texas, about 100 miles east of Dallas. The judge is not imposing a travel ban on Mahomes, but he is banned from drinking alcohol. And that's the thing, Joe, we talked about this last hour. You know, it's one thing to get a DWI. A lot of people do that. I don't recommend it, but, I mean, it happens. The problem is third in, a little over 5 years, and right before his son's Super Bowl appearance? What's going on with that?
It's not great. Not great judgment there. I don't know what the judge is I suppose if the judge wanted to be a hard ass about it, he could have said, hey, you can't travel. Or you can't go out of my jurisdiction. Maybe then he learns a lesson there. But
maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just it's a bummer. And we hinted at this as well. This is just the latest string of things to impact the bubble around Patrick Mahomes.
The persona. Yeah. I mean, the idea that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest talent at the quarterback position we've ever seen, and to have all of the drama and everything, the nonsense that surrounds him.
Yeah.
That he has not caused, that he is just has the last name of, his father, his brother, obviously his wife. I don't really have a big problem. I mean, she's animated and everything like that, but Jackson is kind of taking it to, or has in the past, at least. I feel like he's been a good soldier. Maybe Patrick probably had a talking with him at some point and said, hey man, you got to knock off this crap here. But, might have to have a similar conversation with his dad. Who knows?
Yeah. And as you said, I mean, you've got, first of all, people get sick of hearing about how great he is because media praises him. That's with any great talent. But you've got the whole stuff with all the commercials they're in, Taylor Swift, Jackson, Britney, now his dad. It's like, yeah, dude, come on. I've never seen a player that has really tried his best to stay out of controversy, yet still have this all just floating around him. We got some high-ranking basketball going on tonight, college basketball, that is. We got a pretty elite ACC matchup in women's basketball taking place tonight. At 6 o'clock on ESPN2, we've got number 15 Louisville visiting number 3 NC State. It's a pretty pivotal Atlantic Coast matchup there. Also later on tonight in men's basketball, got a good rivalry game. Number 8 Kansas at Kansas State at 8 o'clock. You can catch that on ESPN. Let's see here. NHL, we'll touch on this just real quickly. On Friday night, Edmonton Oilers center Connor McDavid won the NHL skill competition, accompanied by a prize of $1 million. And afterwards on Sunday, Team Matthews beat Team McDavid 7-4 in the NHL All-Star Final. And lastly, in the NBA news here, 76ers star and reigning MVP Joel Embiid will be undergoing surgery for the left meniscus injury we touched on last week. He is sure to miss an extended period of time, though sources say that the door isn't closed on him returning at some point this season. A more exact length of absence will be announced once the procedure has been performed.
All right. Also, college hoops tonight. Louisville.
I already touched on
that. Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did that before hockey and NBA, so I kind of went out of order there.
Gotcha. All right, 543 health, business, and science notes today. Sales of Apple's virtual reality headset have been steady since it hit store shelves over the weekend. I don't know if you have seen any of the TikTok videos of people wearing these things out in public, but it's a sight to see. They're giant
goggles,
skiing goggles, basically, that are cost a lot more than the prototypical skiing goggles would cost, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But $3,500, that's too much for me. Apple betting on the headset, promising more than 600 apps right now. Some of the bigger ones are missing: Netflix, Spotify, and YouTube. I'm sure it's cool and everything. I'll wait till it's about $800-900, and then we'll go from there. But
perhaps,
yeah. Maybe. I probably if I'm gonna buy one of these things, I have a hard time fathoming that we as a society will be it'll become commonplace for everybody just to be walking around in these Vision Pros. But if I'm sitting at my house and I'm sitting in my recliner and I put it on and want to watch something and then have something off to the side or whatever, maybe, we'll see. But
yeah, perhaps. Speaking of big money makers, podcaster Joe Rogan has renewed his exclusive contract with Spotify. The multi-year deal is reportedly worth as much as $250 million. Spotify says that since the Joe Rogan Experience became exclusive in 2020, overall podcast consumption on Spotify has increased by 232%. My goodness. Yeah, I mean, because podcasting has become a pretty big thing in recent memory, a pretty good form of media consumption, but Joe Rogan has been, love him or hate him, he's been one of the big faces of that. 5:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Really only two things I'm going to insist on covering on here. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area, we've got heavy backups there caused from an accident report. And we have had issues a bit further east in Navarre Parkway, that area, around Windhaven Beach. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, you're going to experience a lot of backups in that area as well. Reaching back basically halfway between Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther due to some accident reports there.
All right, and taking a look at the weather.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up, and the rain is out, so it's moved out. We'll be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, taking a look at the temps, 51 degrees overnight tonight. It's going to get down to about 44, so not too much cooler there. Also, a new study claims a weight loss drug helps lower blood pressure in adults who are overweight or obese. The study from the American Heart Association Journal says the drug sold under the names Mounjaro for diabetes and Zepbound significantly lowers blood pressure in obese or overweight adults who took it for 9 months. The bad news, experts say, is that the drugs remain too costly for the average American without sufficient insurance coverage.
And Netflix says that customers in Florida will be charged an additional 7.44% state service tax starting this month. The change will go into effect on February 15th. It appears that up until now, Netflix has been absorbing the cost, but will now pass it on to subscribers. I think this is the latest trend with Netflix as far as, they were like an independent company, and I think they still are. They still stand alone. But in this ever-expanding streaming world, they've got to find ways to keep up. And that's the thing. They were upping their monthly subscription prices or whatever, and now we've got this to tack on to that.
Yeah. It looks like you were saying there, they've been eating that, but now passing it on, which I guess is from what I've read, they're right to do so. Netflix for me is one of those you know, when football season's over, it's one of the things that I tend to go back to, and you just, you know, for more entertainment options. But I don't know. This may change things there. Let's see. What else have we got? Have we done the Flint, Michigan one?
No.
All right. An agreement has been reached between an engineering firm and residents of Flint, Michigan, who filed a class action lawsuit against the company. Veolia North America has agreed to pay $25 million before a trial was to begin. The company consulted city officials on the quality of the water after the switch was made to the Flint River. They recommended the city use corrosion control to prevent lead from getting into the water. However, plaintiffs said the company failed to warn of corroding water pipes, which they claim extended the contamination.
And Boeing will be taking a second look at 50 undelivered 737 MAX jets to fix some problems. Some of the planes were found to have misdrilled holes on their fuselages. The company said over the weekend that the delay will affect its production schedule, but in the end will improve overall quality and stability.
Taking a look at some pop culture notes, a heavy focus on the Grammys. First, police revealing why rapper Killer Mike was escorted out of the Grammys in handcuffs after he won three. He was accused of knocking down a security guard and was booked for misdemeanor battery. During the pre-televised portion of the awards, Killer Mike won for Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Performance.
And Taylor Swift made history with her fourth album of the year win for Midnights. She used her victory speech to announce a new album coming this year called The Tortured Poets Department. No word of Travis Kelce is featured. Miley Cyrus nabbed her first ever Grammy Award for Record of the Year and Best Pop Solo Performance for her hit single Flowers.
Yeah, and Lainey Wilson is going home with Best Country Album Award. She scooped it up for her album Bell Bottom Country. Same album also won at the Country Music Awards and Academy of Country Music Awards. So congrats to her.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of congratulations being in order, Tracy Chapman's Fast Car is continuing its renaissance after last night's Grammys.
Oh, there it is. Very touching moment. I didn't watch it live. Totally forgot they were on, but scrolling through the TikToks today, I came across it.
So. Oh, yeah. No, that was huge. Well, because, and this isn't only because our sister station is Cat Country. I've heard that song left and right, and it's obviously a big deal. Luke Combs, big deal. And it was a well-known song by Tracy. So for him to redo it and for it to, you know, kind of, I mean, renaissance is the best word for it. It was a pretty wholesome moment there, and it was a very rare public appearance for her.
Right.
The two received a standing ovation for the performance, and her version shot up to number one on the iTunes Top Songs chart following the duet.
Well, I think it hit at Billboard number one. I don't know if it was last night, but I know in the past, like a couple months ago, it did.
Yeah.
I don't know how new the song is, but I remember talking about it, that Tracy Chapman was getting all this attention because of the song, and her version, you know, soared in popularity.
Luke's came out last year, and Tracy's, golly, came out in, what, the 90s or something?
Right. I think that's right. 550, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news when we return on Pensacola right now.
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa is here to help take the pressure off of you finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year. Share your love this Valentine's with a gift of renewal and relaxation at Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Stillwater's offers a variety of spa treatments, including facials, massages, spa pedicures, and more. Valentine's Day gift certificates can be purchased online at stillwatersmedspa.com or in person at the spa located in downtown Pensacola. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, Pensacola's world-class luxury spa.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Maybe we need to bring that one back for St. Patrick's Day next month.
Oh, of course.
Just short of 555 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. You're really only going to see the most issues if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, and even more so if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, and westbound on Navarre Parkway through Wind Haven Beach. We have 2 accident reports in those areas there that are causing heavy backups that do not appear like they're going to break up anytime soon.
All right, and taking a look at the weather forecast.
The skies will slowly clear up as we head through the overnight hours, and over the next couple of days, we've got sunshine in the forecast. Overnight, lows will drop down into the 40s. Next few days, highs will mainly be in the mid to low 60s. Dry for the rest of this work and school week, but again, over the weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 555 here on Pensacola right now. Wacky stories. Just a few weeks ago, a radio station in Oklahoma went off the air after thieves cut down a broadcast tower just to get about $100 worth of copper from the cables. Now this, on Friday, a station in Alabama announced that somebody had stolen the entire 200-foot steel tower. A building was also I don't know how you do that or what machinery you'd use to make away with the tower. Building was also vandalized. Every piece of equipment inside stolen out of it too.
My goodness. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you pull that off, but I guess it's almost impressive. So I guess props to them.
Yeah.
A young guy near San Bernardino, California, was at a public park the other day and needed to use the bathroom. But the men's room was full, so he figured, I'll just pop into the ladies' room real quick. No problem. And it was empty at the time, so it wasn't really a big deal. Unfortunately, 2 women walked in right after him and thought he was some perv. So they went back out and told someone, and that someone was 33-year-old Rudy Vasquez, who waited outside with a gun. And when the guy came out, Rudy shot him in the knee and pistol whipped him.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place, Rudy. People at a nearby skate park.
Well, there's not a time and a place.
Some actual lunatic.
Well, sure. But no, you can't. In any jurisdiction, I don't think you can't just shoot a guy in the knee when he's walking out of the women's restroom. I think that is frowned upon generally.
Yeah, it's over the top to say the least. People at a nearby skate park knew the victim and confirmed that he is, in fact, not a pervert. He's well-liked and hangs out at the park a lot. Luckily, paramedics got him to a hospital, and his injuries were not life-threatening. Rudy is now charged with attempted murder.
I think one of the funnier groups of people, or just individuals, are people who lack self-awareness.
Right.
That was no more on display during a joke that SNL's Michael Che delivered, and I mean, it literally just writes itself. Take a listen.
Chicago became the largest U.S. city to call for a ceasefire in Gaza, and in return, Gaza called for a ceasefire in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. So they passed a resolution last week, and Mayor Brandon Johnson cast the tie-breaking vote following heated debates.
My goodness.
Yeah, I don't necessarily care enough to go back and watch the debate there, but if there had to have been somebody on that panel that said, hey, what about our own backyard?
Yeah.
And
I mean, I think that's a fair point. Yeah, but fight your own battles first. A bunch of current and former teachers at a middle school in Kentucky just hit the Powerball, but not just any Powerball, for $1 million.
Oh my gosh, we've won. You're right. What did we win? She goes, Reynolds, I think we won $1 million. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
We work extra jobs to pay our bills. We work, you know, we just look for it at anywhere that we can get it. And it's amazing just to have a little bit of relief for a second, some breathing room.
And so it wasn't the monetary as much as it was the symbol behind us being family and us doing this together.
They'd been pooling their money and playing the same numbers for 14 years, and it finally paid off. There are 30 of them, so that's about $33,000 each, $24,000 after taxes.
Yeah, and also in Norway, somebody drove their Tesla into an ice-cold fjord, and it started sinking, unsurprisingly. Luckily, people there love their saunas, and there just happened to be a floating sauna nearby, so the people in the sauna were able to come over and rescue the driver out of the freezing water, and hey, he had a sauna to get warm again.
Absolutely.
So that's a pretty cool story there. 5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is on the way back in 10 minutes to let you know anything that you may have missed from the first 2 hours. Full rundown on the way. Pensacola right now.